This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, family pathology and emotional trauma. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the family pathology and emotional trauma in the Islamic lifestyle. Islam gives importance to the family life, to the formation of family. Therefore, it is necessary to have the family pathology and to know about the reasons and effects or the causes that is weakening this formation of the family or the bond of the family. So the first reason is the emotional trauma that we see. We gave some examples in the previous episode, but here we're going to talk about the other examples. For example, Islam forbids the use of alcohol. Why? Because when someone is using the alcohol, they drink beer or alcoholic drinks, it takes away their senses for a time. And in that time, when this person is dealing with his kids, with his wife, with his parents, he is out of mind. He does not know what is he saying. So it causes, especially for in the relation of husband and wife, it causes the difficulties between these two people. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said it forbids from using the alcohol in all cases. And obviously, the one who uses the alcohol, obviously, after that, sometimes they do not take care of the hygiene. They become psychic for some time. They cannot live without it. Therefore, Islam has stopped us from using the alcohol. Why? Because the very first thing that it does is that it harms the relationship within the family. It harms the relationship between the brother and sister, between the husband and wife, between father and daughter, between the family members, brother and brother, father and son. So therefore, we need to make sure that even living in the West, with the Western style, we should avoid the things that are forbidden in Islam because it is for us and we want to have a pure Islamic lifestyle. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of family pathology and emotional trauma. We said that Islam has forbidden the alcohol and we should avoid it in order to have a good family relation. And the things that are forbidden in Islam, we should always avoid such things. The other thing which is causing the weakness of the family formation, and it comes under the category of emotional trauma, is that when someone leaves or does not perform the obligations. For example, if salat or namaz or the prayer, daily prayers, is wajib, it is an obligation, we must perform it. In a family, we must perform the daily prayers. So it is necessary to protect ourselves from disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, even in the Quran, when we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the chapter Tahrim, verse number 6, Allah says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O those who believed, Qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Protect yourself and your family from the hellfire. The hellfire in which the fire is, the fuel is the people themselves and the stones. Therefore, it is necessary to perform all the obligations. It is, when we say like the religious obligations, it means like if in the Islam it is said that the backbiting is haram, it is forbidden, we should not perform this. You know, in the family, we should not backbite about our relatives, our brothers, sisters, or family members, or even, you know, the people in the society. And on top of that, we should not go after the privacy of the others. So we should avoid all these things. We must avoid all these things so that if we avoid such things, then obviously we can have the good Islamic lifestyle. We should avoid the reproach, and these things causes the weakness of the family. And Islam talks about a firm family system, and that's why it stops us from such things, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.